Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is 5:35 p.m. on the 12th of May, 2021. I've got a very interesting clip by Dr. Lorraine Day, and I have some stuff I want to talk about from the book The Might of Thoughts and the other book, The Psyche. So, take a listen to this. It is very interesting stuff from Dr. Lorraine Day.
Personally.
So the COVID supposed vaccinations are kill shots. Don't even get tested because they can actually vaccinate you with a testing. Those swabs are put way back at the back of your sinuses in order for whatever is on the swabs to get into your brain. In the history of medicine, they have never tested for any disease by putting swabs way back into the posterior nasal sinus. That is done to bypass the blood-brain barrier. Because when they inject you with things, they cannot get to the brain. Some of them cannot get to the brain. But when they place the swab back there, and you'll see that they twist because they're trying to get something off of the swab onto you. And the bone between the posterior nasal sinus and the brain is very thin, and it has holes in it for the olfactory nerve, the nerve from the nose to the brain. And so they can get into your brain by putting them way back in your nasal sinuses. You wear a mask because supposedly your saliva contains the virus,
which of course doesn't even exist,
the COVID virus. And so if your saliva contains the virus, they could just swab the inside of your mouth. They don't have to put that swab way back to the posterior nasal sinus. But they do. So everything you're hearing is a lie. COVID is not dangerous. It doesn't cause any disease. It was patented years ago. Not only by the Rothschilds, but also all the testing. For the COVID-19 virus was patented. So no one can test for it out of the realm of those who are allowed to by the Rothschilds. And so therefore no one else can prove that it doesn't exist. So this is all a fraud from the very beginning, but it is a very dangerous fraud. Because it is meant to bring communism into America and the world. And to exterminate over
6 billion people. Thank you, Dr. Day, and just a quick point you may find interesting, I need an operation on my left ear. I have a teaching ability to help me hear better, a bit like a grommet. And a couple of years ago, after I'd had the operation, I still need to be monitored every six months because of the condition I had on top of the child. And they said, oh no, we're just referring you back to your GP. So when I had a problem again, I had to go through the GP again to get the referral and what have you. And in this year, I've had phone call after phone call asking me to come in and have surgery, and I'd have to provide a test and what have you. And I told them first time I didn't want to, I wasn't going to come in. So I kept getting more phone calls, then I was getting text messages. Then I got a letter saying, if we don't hear from you, then we'll refer you back to your GP. And that was about a week ago, and then the weekend I got another letter saying, we've booked an appointment for you in a couple of weeks' time to come in just for a regular sit down with the ENT. practitioner, what have you, and they seem absolutely desperate to get me into the hospital for some reason, whereas in the past it was always me chasing them, and I imagine that even if they were to look in my ears with whatever you call it, they could quite easily put something in through there. What are your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, the way you want to deal with these people Don't tell them you're not coming in. Just tell them, when I have the time to make the appointment, I will call you back. Then they have a tendency to leave you alone. But if you ever say no to them, it's the same way with a person who is going to have a test, say, for cancer. They're on you all the time, even before COVID. But who knows what they're going to put in your ear? They'll probably force you to be tested for COVID by the swabs in the nose back to the nasal sinuses. You want to stay as far away from medical doctors as you can in this day and age. Because, first of all, they are the dupes of the pharmacological organizations who are all run by Jews, and they're all part of a plan to exterminate the population. At the highest level. So you don't want to get into their clutches. And for them to be pursuing you like they are, that is of no value to you. It's a value to them. And so you have to be concerned as you are. But I wouldn't go near a doctor's office now.
Thank you so much, Dr. Day. And now let's get into the book, folks. And I'm going to read the back first. The book is called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who's doing it and why? Lorraine Day, MD. And on the back, it says The Ultimate War Between Evil and Good. And there's a picture of Henry Kissinger with a quote of his, in which he says, it's a war between Jews and non-Jews. And the back term description reads as follows. Contrary to the evolutionists who believe humanity came from slime or baboons or even nothing, God created Adam and Eve, the parents of the whole human race as perfect human beings. Then sin entered, and everything began to deteriorate, just as God had warned. It took 6 days for God to create the earth and everything in it. It has taken 6,000 years for Satan to destroy it. We are at the culmination of this long struggle between good and evil. Even though evil appears to be winning at this point, it will not prevail. God is allowing the whole world to see how evil can get. For the last 400 years, the Jewish Illuminati have infiltrated country after country, bringing communism to the whole world with the goal of eliminating Christ, Christianity, Christians, and in fact all Gentiles from the earth. The worship of Lucifer, Satan, by the entire world is their goal, with the ultimate elimination of the concept of right and wrong, a situation that will truly be a living hell on earth. Satan wants to be God. The book of Revelation in the Bible was written 2,000 years ago by John, the disciple of Jesus. It foretells exactly the things that are happening now and what will happen in the near future, right before the second coming of Christ. As Jesus said, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This era is beginning now. The only one who is powerful enough to defeat Satan is Jesus Christ. Yet the whole world has rejected him just as they did the first time. Now, folks, the book itself, what we're going to do in our series, is you've got 86 chapters that are divided up into 12 sections. So each show is going to be numbered by the number of the section and the title of the section. And today we're going to be doing section 1 entitled, How Do We Know This Is the Time of the End? But before I hand over to Dr. Day to lead us through that, which is made up of 10 chapters, I'm just going to read the dedication in the book. Dedicated to Ernst and Ingrid Sundblom, two of the greatest and most courageous truth-tellers of this era, and two of my closest friends for 30 years. Ernst spent a total of 7 years in prison in Canada and Germany after being kidnapped in America in broad daylight without a warrant, just for investigating history and exposing the truth of the Holocaust hoax. While living in Canada, Ernst sent a pipe bomb through the mail. His house was set on fire, causing $400,000 worth of damage, and his enemies distributed flyers with his picture, demanding that he be murdered. Ingrid was hounded constantly by the enemies of truth, and there was a warrant for her arrest in almost every country in Europe for the same offence, exposing the truth. They were both complete pacifists and never promoted violence, as their enemies did constantly. Both Ingrid and Ernst passed away in 2017. Rest in peace, my good and loyal friends. So, Dr. Day, where would you like to start us off today with section one of the book? Over to you.
Well, first of all, our enemies have told us repeatedly what they plan to do. No one seems to know the big picture of what's going on. As you read on the back of my book, I show that this is the culmination of the war between good and evil. We are at the end of this era of time. Jesus is coming soon. I believe he's coming in my lifetime. And I'm 84 years old, so that means he's going to come in the foreseeable future. So I realized this 30 years ago when I started, I was very active in exposing the U.S. government's cover-up of the truth about the AIDS epidemic. And so I was on many television and radio shows at that time, that was 30 years ago. And at first I thought they really wanted to know the truth. But then I realized they didn't want to know the truth. What they wanted to do was destroy my credibility. Because I was the highest academic surgeon in the U.S. exposing this. In fact, there were only two of us doctors in the whole country exposing the government's cover-up of the truth about AIDS. So when I started receiving some of these documents from actually lower-level people in the Illuminati, secretaries and others who had no forum in which to speak out, but wanted this information known and were afraid to say so themselves because they thought they would either lose their job or be killed. They started shuffling information to me inside government documents. And when I saw these, I thought, Wow, this looks like it's right out of Revelation. This looks like it's the coming end of time. And so I had been raised a Christian, but I left the church when I was in my 20s because I couldn't get my mind around a God who says, love me and I'll let you live with me forever. But if you don't, I'm going to torture you. And I thought, what kind of God is that? My parents would never do that to me, no matter what I had done. And so I left the church, and I've never been back to a church because churches are organized religion, and in the U.S., a 501c3 state-designated organization who are controlled by the state. And they are just mind control centers all over the country where people go to be told over and over again that God is a killer God. God is not. I learned through my episode of having what was designated as terminal cancer, and I got well by totally natural methods. I learned that God is not like the churches teach. They have also been infiltrated by the Jews, and the whole idea that the Jews are the chosen people is inculcated in all of the churches. And so I started reading the book of Revelation from just a knowledge idea rather than a religious initiative. So when I thought we are here, and that was 30 years ago. And I knew at that time that all of this was going to happen. I didn't know exactly when, I didn't know exactly how, but I knew that they were going to bring communism into all of the world. Every country in the world in some way, and this is the way they have done it. So I understood, and have understood for a long period of time, that they plan to eliminate Christianity, Christians, all Gentiles. As I said on the back of my book, Satan wants to be God. He knows that Jesus Christ is coming again soon. He wants to make sure that when Jesus Christ does come, Satan can say to him, There is no one on this planet who worships you. This planet is mine. And that's why he wants to eliminate All vestiges of Christianity, all Christians, and any of the Bible will be banned. I'm not sure how soon, but I think it will be banned relatively soon in the next few years because they don't want people to be studying the Bible. Well, they don't have to worry too much about that because even Christians don't study the Bible. That's one reason we're in the situation that we're in. Because the world has left God. People go to church, but they don't study the Bible. They go to church because they're lazy. Mostly they think it's their get out of jail free card.
Okay, interesting thoughts from Dr. Lorraine Day. I'm going to read a little bit from Billy's book, Might Have Thoughts. This is page 170. Everything that the human being is able to achieve and everything that he slash she is not able to achieve is the outcome of his or her thoughts and the outcome of the resulting efforts or of unachieved efforts which are brought to fruition by means of the might of the thoughts. Once all the manifold details of the universe, which is regulated fairly, are considered, then it can be recognized that a total destruction and annihilation would come about were there a loss of universal balance. Therefore, this balance must be absolutely fully developed in the form best achievable according to the conditions. Indeed, that is always to be seen as relative according to the present highest possible state of evolution. But everything has its validity in this regard. This applies both to the entire universe as well as to everything which moves, crawls, and flies therein. Especially affected thereby is the human being, who must remain in constant balance in order to be able to actually persist in the fullness of his entire life. However, if he or she loses this balance, then the life collapses for him or her, resulting in misery and destruction. For that reason, for the human being, the maintenance of his or her balance becomes a very great responsibility, which must be individually fulfilled. In particular, the consciousness-based balance and the resulting mental and feeling-based balance must be kept in order, because only when these factors agree and are equalized can one's individual responsibility be observed, followed, and fulfilled. And I'm going to just leave it at that right there. I think that is, I mean, the importance of balance can't be overemphasized. We should be in neutral, positive, equalized balance in our thinking, kind of a little bit past the middle to the positive side, but not overly positive in our thinking and certainly not negative. Anyway, this is the show for today, May the 12th, 2021. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day.